South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty Counselor, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is, What Do You Want Me to Do for You? Part 2. My text is Mark 10:51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. What do you want me to do for you? It might seem that the need of Bartimaeus was obvious. Yet Jesus had a deliberate purpose in this question. There was real power in both the asking and the answer of Jesus. God may ask us the same question, and we should be able to give an answer that glorifies him. Rabboni, that I might receive my sight. The title Rabboni is a strengthened form of rabbi. It means my Lord, my master. When Bartimaeus said this, he expressed his submission towards Jesus. The specific nature of Bartimaeus' request is a good example of our prayers. Have mercy on me, in general. But his prayer moved from the general to the specific request, that I might receive my sight. Jesus always already knew what he wanted, but he wanted the blind man to participate in this process. There could have been others in the crowd that needed to let Jesus know they needed to be healed. The particular favor he begged was that his eyes might be open so that he might be able to work for his living and might be no longer burdensome to others. It is a very desirable thing to be in capacity of earning our own bread. And where God has given men their limbs and senses, it is a shame for men by their foolishness and slothfulness to make themselves, in effect, blind and lame. Go your way. Your faith has made you well. The faith of the blind man saved him, because it was a specific kind of faith. It was faith that was determined to reach Jesus. He cried out all the more. It was faith that knew who Jesus was, Son of David. It was faith that came humbly to Jesus. Have mercy on me. It was faith that humbly submitted to Jesus. Rabboni. It was faith that could tell Jesus what it wanted, that I might receive my sight. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus. Now healed and saved, blind Bartimaeus then followed Jesus. The way of Jesus became his way. This was especially significant when we consider where Jesus was going at this time, to Jerusalem, where a cross waited for him. First, Jesus told Bartimaeus, go your way. Then Bartimaeus followed Jesus. He made Jesus' way his own way, and it was a follower, and was a follower of him. Bartimaeus must have figured, now that I have my sight, I always want to look unto Jesus. Two things Mark here adds. Number one, how Christ made it a double favor to him by putting the honor of it upon his faith. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Faith in Christ is the Son of David. and in his pity and power, not by persistent requests, but by faith, setting Christ on work, or rather Christ setting thy faith on work. Those supplies are most comfortable. They are fetched by our faith. Number two, how he made it a double favor to himself. When he had received his sight, he followed Jesus by the way. By this, it made it appear that he was thoroughly cured, that he no more needed one to lead him, but could go himself. And by this, he evidenced the grateful sense he had of Christ's kindness to him. That when he had his sight, he made this use of it. It is not enough to come to Christ for spiritual healing, but when we are healed, we must continue to follow him, that we may do honor to him and receive instruction from him. Now that those that have spiritual eyesight see that beauty in Christ that was effectively drawn them to run after him, apply to the Son of David. Lose not a moment. He is passing by, and thou art passing into eternity, and probably will never have a more favorable opportunity than the present. This story lets us know that Jesus is a healer, but everyone is not healed the same or at the same rate. What does this story tell us? Jesus still asks the same question. What can I do for you? Or what do you want me to do for you? It does not matter how big the crowd. Jesus can still hear you. It does not matter if you are handicapped. Jesus can still hear you. If you need healing, ask Jesus. If you need wisdom, ask Jesus. If you need power, ask Jesus. If you need help, ask Jesus. If you need love, ask Jesus. If you need power, ask Jesus. If you need help, ask Jesus. If you need love, ask Jesus. If you need salvation, ask Jesus. Whatever you need, God can supply. Jesus is asking right now, what can I do for you? He is a friend. He is a brother. He is a father. He is a helper. He is a provider. When you are down and out, he will pick you up. The Board of Governors for Florida's public universities expected to approve new college entrance exam by Denise Royal, Carlos Suarez, and Ashley Williams, CNN, on September 8, 2023, published. In Florida's latest attempt to change its education system, the governing body for the state's public universities is expected to vote Friday on whether college applicants can submit results from an alternative test to the SAT and ACT. The classic learning test, or the CLT, is a college entrance exam popular among Christian schools and conservative political groups. First launched in December 2015, the test is currently accepted by more than 250 colleges and universities across the United States, according to its website. If board approved, Florida would become the first state university system to accept the CLT, the New York Times reported. The three-section, two-hour exam test, students on verbal reasoning, grammar and writing, as well as quantitative reasoning, and allows students to access scores the same day of their test, the CLT's website states. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on a cross. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. What great pain he felt as he died on the cross for your sins and my sins. However, after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. God desires us to pray to Him for what we want in Jesus' name, because He wants us to be saved and live an abundant life. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is freedom. One of my favorite quotes about freedom is by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He stated that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. On August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave the I Have a Dream speech, in which he called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism. Excerpts from this speech are noted as follows. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heights of the Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, we will let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we're free at last." Galatians 5:1 states, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." And Galatians 5:13 states, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. Yet God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey His word, and realize that if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.